Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Take place in front of all of our eyes. We're seeing world government with the express aim of sterilizing and killing us, openly establishing a worldwide medical ID passport system that will finally end with an implantable microchip under the skin, in the words of the United Nations head operative Klaus Schwab. And that's where we are. And they're saying it's a new world order everywhere, and with it is the sexual indoctrination of your children, your parental rights being taken, and your children being sterilized as young as age 3 in phase 1. Phase 2, at birth, a helmet will be put over your children, and they will be programmed from birth in a 360 virtual reality into the, quote, new way of thinking with direct neural interaction with the AI Evermind. They call this direct neural intervention, so that the racism and the inherent evilness of your child will be gotten rid of. The left will line up to have his children mounted at birth in the trial programs, turning them into even further autistic zombies. And there's no level the left won't follow. When the left husband or wife dies of the shot, they go take it themselves. They line up to give newborn babies the deadly shot. They want to die, and they want to take us with them. They've been turned over to a great illusion. Well, it's happened in Greece. It's happened in France. Now it's been announced in the UK. It's all the UN-directed program that you must have an injection to leave your house and go to the grocery store. Of course, they're starting out with football games and concerts to have the big corporations forcing on you. And then it'll roll on down to the smaller restaurants and bars. But Johnson's saying you'll be arrested and given multiple years in prison if you don't do it. The exact same thing's been announced in France. Remember, we told you a year and a half ago this was coming. It was the official UN globalist plan. It's like Fauci came out and said, make three-year-olds wear two masks last week. And I said, by next week, the major medical associations will say, never take masks off. And they announced it today. They said, never take masks off. This is a cult of psychotic murderers. Fauci ran the whole Wuhan lab. They released the damn virus. The vaccine is worse than the virus, but does what the virus does. It just has your body grow the virus with the spike protein. This is just an apocalypse unfolding. But the public has Stockholm syndrome and can't admit it's happening. And so they rationalize and make excuses about what's going on. That's why it's key for the globalist program that we be taken off air and others be taken off air. And that no medical doctors be able to challenge this as they are, so they can gaslight everyone to death. Paul Joseph Watson joins us on the other side of this break to talk about what it's like to live right in the middle of Airstrip 1. But here's Boris Johnson yesterday celebrating Freedom Day, Orwellian term. And then, of course, there were tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands out protesting. The police brutally attacked them. We have hours of footage of women being run over with horses, billy clubbed in the head, by the paramilitary satanic forces that are now in control of the UK. God help us. Notice Black Lives Matter isn't criticizing these cops. They love them. Here it is.
Actually, surveys is now that by the end of September, when all over 18s will have had their chance to be double jabbed, we're planning to make full vaccination the condition of entry to nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather. Proof of a negative test will no longer be enough.
All of this is the dreams of Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, and yes, these monsters, medical tyranny. My body, my choice. Experimental deadly shot. This is so nightmarish. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's all here. We're inside the New World Order. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all of the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep this sale going until it sells out. Probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well. July 20th.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Globalist mole now fully activated. Boris Johnson has joined the UN, Klaus Schwab, Macron, and others in announcing the medical passport forced experimental injection that will finally lead to not being able to leave your home and forced imprisonment if you don't accept the medical tyranny. Here he is announcing it on Freedom Day yesterday.
Actually, sir, notice now that by the end of September, when all over 18s will have had their chance to be double jabbed, we're planning to make full vaccination the condition of entry to nightclubs and other venues where large crowds gather. Proof of a negative test will no longer be enough.
Fauci, arrest Bill Gates. They ran the lab. They ran the program. They released it. They plan to never end the lockdown. I told you this. I told Paul this a year and a half ago. I told Eddie Bravo the lockdowns were going to come back to Los Angeles within months of them early, ending them. Now it's all started again. It is a post-industrial world. First, they take you off the land. Then they take you out of the factories. Then they say you're a service economy. Then they say you're obsolete, non-essential. Well, he's been with us 20 years, and now he runs Summit.News. Paul Joseph Watson, right in the middle of this incredible time. Talk about Orwellian. On Freedom Day, Boris Johnson announces mandatory vaccine passports. Giant crowds all over the country coming out and protesting, brutally then attacked by the police. I guess if they were Islamists or pedophiles, it would have been okay. Paul Joseph Watson, thanks for joining us at the kickoff of the transmission. Give us your expert and in-person analysis of what's unfolding.
Well, what's unfolding, Alex, is firstly, those protests that you just played a clip of are not being played in the news. They get no news coverage whatsoever. The only coverage they get is on Twitter by middle-class, privileged leftists dehumanizing them, calling them gammon, calling them scum, calling them COVIDiots while they're getting beaten in the face by the police. Remember, we had a whole, well, several months, a whole summer of this last year with Black Lives Matter being treated similarly in some circumstances, but also themselves violently attacking the police. The media covered it. They ran defense for Black Lives Matter. This doesn't even get on the news. You would think protests of 100,000 people, the last major one a couple of weekends ago, in the capital city would get news coverage. Now it barely gets any. But the good thing, Alex, is that these protests are growing because they still have a reason to protest. There was a conservative news outlet called Guido Forks yesterday who ran a headline saying, why are they out protesting? They've got their freedom back. Okay, freedom to conform. Within minutes of these scenes that you see now, Boris Johnson announced, as you said, that we're going to have vaccine passports initially for nightclubs. Today they're talking about maybe for pubs. They're talking about definitely for football matches. And they present it as, oh, you just have to show your COVID certification. No, this is about banning dissidents who refuse to take vaccines and enrolling them and putting them on lists to create the entree to the Chinese communist-style social credit score system, which we've been warning about for years. Boris Johnson himself, Alex, said in regard to ID cards, which the vaccine passport is basically the same thing, the mock-ups that the government paid these corporations to create had name, photograph, date of birth. It's an ID card. It's even worse than that because it has your entire medical history. But in 2004, when Blair, who, by the way, has pushed the vaccine passport for the past 15 months, when Blair was trying to pass the national ID card in the United Kingdom, Boris Johnson called it, quote, a recipe for tyranny and oppression. And here we are in 2021, and he's introducing the exact same thing. So the restrictions were supposedly lifted yesterday, and yet I went for a walk yesterday, I went for a walk today near where I live. 75 to 90% of the people, I would say, are still wearing masks inside shops, despite the fact that it's not a law anymore, you don't have to do that. I saw a family masked up outside, bearing in mind it was the hottest day of the year in the UK today, eating their lunch in between putting the mask back on, taking it off, having a bite, putting it back on. There are tons of people wearing masks outside in the hottest week of the year. People have been terrified, they've been brainwashed, and when I say that, it's not a superficial cliche. We know they were brainwashed because, as you used to say, Alex, we've got the documents. And this was the decision that was made at the start of the pandemic back in March 2020. They deviated from the normal response to every single historical pandemic in the past, which was to go for herd immunity, and instead they chose to terrify people by making them more afraid of the threat, the actual threat that the virus posed. And the documents have all been released. This was the SAGE, Scientific Pandemic Influenza Group. Bearing in mind, these people advising the government on these measures with regard to mass social distancing, etc., they're not virologists, they're not medical scientists, they're behavioral psychologists. So they made the decision after Boris Johnson initially said, let's go for herd immunity. It's what we've done in the past.
And by the way, Paul, just to interrupt you, you're not just saying this. They're all over the news saying, we used mind control, close quote. We terrorized them. And they're already on the news here saying 99% of the new cases are unvaccinated, even though 46% of hospitalizations are the vaccinated, they're saying got COVID. Now, 8 Democrats that flew on that plane tested positive, even though they were already vaccinated. I was talking to Joe Rogan last night. He knows a whole bunch of people personally that got the vaccine and got super ill from it. Then they tell them it's COVID. Everyone around me that ended up getting the shot got super sick off of it, Paul. But again, they're using psychological warfare on people, as you pointed out.
Yeah, and why did they get the shot? And they can flash up this headline, it's out of the Telegraph, Life Inside the Fear Factory, How the Government Keeps the on High Alert. And this was when they came out and they got the documents, it's all been released. They admit using totalitarian mind control methods and the weaponization of behavioral psychology, because they said at the start of the first lockdown, quote, people still do not feel sufficiently personally threatened. So that's when all these advertisements came out about you're going to kill granny, you're spreading the virus everywhere. That's when the mask propaganda came out. Because before this, obviously, Fauci was in his own emails saying masks are pathetic, they're useless, they don't stop the virus. Now we know from another report yesterday, and I've been talking about this for the best part of the past 6 months, all those blue surgical masks that people are wearing, the gaps in those masks are 1,000 times the size of the COVID particle. So this government scientist who bravely came out and said this, Dr. Colin Axon, made the analogy, it's like throwing marbles at builder's scaffolding. If the marble is the virus particle, yeah, a few of them are going to bounce off and hit the scaffolding. The vast majority are going straight through. You could fly, the analogy is you could fly a Boeing 747 through that mask if it was the virus. They don't work. Fauci admitted they didn't work. Our own medical health official, the top guy, Chris Whitty, said February 2020, they don't work. Why did they make the decision to make everyone suddenly start wearing them? Because they shifted from a medical response to a justified threat of what the pandemic represented to a behavioral mind control approach, which is if we can get people to submit to this, we can basically get them to submit to anything. And now they're submitting to the vaccine passport.
And Paul, that's what we'll come back with. Exactly. Now they're saying children 2 and up must wear 2 masks with all the problems with carbon dioxide, all the problems of development children. This is serious oppression. This is serious child abuse. And now they want to give below 12-year-olds these shots that are in no danger of COVID but have all the side effects. Is that not pure evil, Paul?
Well, we had the numbers come out a couple of weeks ago. 25 people under the age of 18 died from COVID in the UK across a year period. Two-thirds of those had serious illnesses. So it's literally, you can almost count on one hand the number of under-18s who died of COVID in the UK, and yet suddenly all the kids need to get vaccinated and wear masks.
All right, Summit.news is his own independent site. It's excellent. In fact, I'm jealous of it. But again, everybody's got to move out and leave home someday. Paul Joseph Watson, my little baby, when we come.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Segment from right smack dab in the middle of the world government takeover, the world ID to have a world social credit score to where they can turn that ID to leave your home and to travel and to go to a restaurant or go to the park, I mean to go to the grocery store. This has all been announced as their plan when they're introducing it via the virus, and their own books, their own admissions, their own white papers from the Rockefeller Foundation admit that. And now the Rockefeller Foundation is in charge of all of Biden's anti-free speech propaganda, trying to silence all these scientists and medical doctors and victims of these shots. Paul, you've been involved in media for 22 years. You had PropagandaMatrix.com for a couple of years before you started working with InfoWars. So you've been active since you were in high school. 20-plus years in the fight. I mean, I've been in this 27. So you're the longest, you know, running person that I've worked with on this. What is it like to be totally vindicated and to see from our own research what they were planning to actually be living it now, and to know that we're in their end game and now they're going to accelerate it all, and that if people don't wake up, we're facing hell on earth? I mean, this dystopia is only going to get worse. What is it like to be vindicated?
I mean, it's kind of surreal because you don't want to believe it yourself, and then you want to warn people to try and roll it back, and that's what we've attempted to do, and I think we've been successful in many ways. But you still don't quite believe that it could be this bad. But it is this bad. And you talk about the media, social media censorship. This isn't coming just from YouTube. Here in the United Kingdom, and it's the same in America, the people responsible for getting all those videos of the medical doctors warning about all this banned from YouTube, banned from Facebook, this is literally the UK military, okay? The UK military is only supposed to direct propaganda to foreign adversaries. And yet we have something called the 77th Brigade in the United Kingdom. What they did, Alex, at the start of the pandemic, was they took Chinese government propaganda, hyping the hysteria, hyping the threat of this virus, to the point where, you remember those videos of all the Chinese people in the street convulsing and falling over, even though now we know that was never even a claimed symptom of COVID. Our military, our GCHQ, took those videos and artificially amplified them through social media and through the conventional media, to the point where you now have replies under tweets about the latest lockdown announcement, and it's literally word for word people agreeing with the lockdown and saying it should be even worse. And I've tweeted those on many occasions.
Sure, and putting out all the fake polls, you know, 80% of the lockdown will never end. This is your military, yeah. My military, under globalist control, literally waging war on free open societies. This is criminal activity.
And it's worked to a great extent if you believe some of the polls. There was a poll conducted by an organization which is not affiliated with the government, which I've talked about before, from August last summer, which found that the average Brit thought that 100 times more people had died of coronavirus than actually had, according to the official numbers. So it worked to some extent. And you look at the official numbers, for example, in the UK. Someone did a Freedom of Information Act request to the government, and they said, okay, so tell us, how many people in the UK died from COVID alone with no other comorbidities? They came back, and this is still on the government website, and said the total was 8.9% of the official death toll died from COVID alone. So it's more than 10 times less yet the British population thinks it's 100 times higher.
Paul, in the time we have, you're going to be hosting the whole fourth hour today and knocking it out of the park, because this, what's happening in the UK is coming everywhere else tomorrow. Canada's still under lockdown. Australia never left it. I mean, this is a globally directed thing. What do we do to say no? I mean, I think we've got to prosecute the people that cooked this plan up, the Rockefeller Foundation, Gates, Fauci. We've got to go after the Wuhan lab. We've got to discredit the people that have rolled this out, who own the patents on the vaccines and who have conflict of interest. Instead of just battling every new tyranny they roll out, we need to just point out they're villains. This is a great reset plan. And thank God these criminals have basically bragged that they did all this, Paul.
They bragged they did it all, and all the documents have come out, yet the vast majority of people are still unaware of that. So it's about circulating that message. It's about going after them legally, as you said. And there's an organization in the UK called Big Brother Watch, which is going to do that, going to sue the government. The good news is the nightclub owners, some of the nightclub owners came out today after this announcement and said, our profit margins are literally 10, 15, 20%. If you eliminate 10, 20, 15% of the British population, bearing in mind 35% of 18 to 30-year-olds haven't had the vaccine, that's going to completely eliminate their profit margin. They're all going to shut down. We've had 10% of restaurants in the UK being shut down. Meanwhile, Jeff Bezos, the billionaires, have made vast sums of money from this lockdown, 150 million people going into extreme poverty. So you go at it from that angle, and you also protest and nonviolent civil disobedience. We've seen what's happened in Greece and France over the past couple of weeks. The French love to riot, and they'll riot at the drop of a hat. The UK population is a bit more sedate, but they've got Macron already. After he first tried to introduce it in December, vaccine passports to even go into supermarkets, they've got him to roll it back where supermarkets has been eliminated. And it's as a result of getting out on the streets and being vocal and being physical about it. And
what you said earlier, Paul, was key. The media is shutting this down. Millions have protested in Germany, almost no coverage. Millions have protested in other areas, almost no coverage. Hundreds of thousands, millions over time in the UK, almost no coverage. But the good news is a federal judge in Germany ruled YouTube was fined 100,000 euros for blocking even news coverage of the protest. And now, as you said earlier, mainline YouTubers are being blocked from showing the protest because they're calling protesting lockdowns misinformation. So this is Soviet-level tyranny, oh, in the name of stopping medical disinfo. How is protesting a lockdown medical disinfo? It's just an outrageous power grab, Paul.
No, they literally ban YouTube videos that just show protesters carrying placards. And what was funny about this yesterday was this media outlet called Guido Fawkes mocked all these conspiracy theorists for saying, why are you protesting when there's nothing left to protest? Then their video of the protest in London yesterday, within about 2 hours, got banned by YouTube, and they had to come back and say, well, I guess maybe the conspiracy theorists were right after all.
This is such a tyranny. This has nothing to do with this virus. Klaus Schwab, that runs it all, admits it's about carbon taxes, and now they want carbon lockdowns, Paul.
Yeah, and they're exploiting these floods in Europe, which are as a result of the dams not being properly maintained in Germany and other countries, and they've openly said, you know, the World Economic Forum bragged, oh, the streets are so quiet during lockdown, we've reduced carbon emissions, we're going to do that again. So any justification, any excuse to include, expand state power and enslave the population, that's why we need to fight it.
Submission leads to death. Resistance leads to a good life. Summit.news. Paul, you're hosting the fourth hour. You got 30 seconds. What are you going to be covering?
I'm going to be covering the latest out of France, the vaccine passports. Now, as I said before, these nightclub owners are saying they're going to resist it. They're not going to force people to show them upon entry. So the pushback, the backlash is raging.
All right. See you in the fourth hour today. Thank you, Paul Joseph Watson, Summit.news. I'm Alex Jones with FreeWorldNews.tv, FreeWorldNews.tv. Jacob in Ohio, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplement. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence, get the product, support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29, if you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it
there.
Definitely works. It's not a joke. No.
Absolutely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Welcome back, my friends. You got somebody on the line that I really admire. It's going to be whistleblowers. It's going to be insiders of every race, color, and creed that lead red blood and love liberty that are going to bring down this global corporate tyranny that's trying to turn humanity against ourselves. David Johnson busted on the scene huge yesterday with Project Veritas and a big inside exposure of critical race theory being taught at Hasbro. Then he was on Sean Hannity last night laying it all out, and I wanted to get him on to be able to, you know, at least have 20, 30 minutes to talk about what he witnessed and what he saw. But it doesn't matter if it's Lockheed Martin or the RAND Corporation or the Pentagon, all these weapons groups are pushing this because critical race theory is a weapon. It literally teaches people to not judge somebody off the character of them individually or their deeds, which is totally common sense. And Martin Luther King was absolutely right. That's why everybody bought into it. So everybody knows it's true. Versus judge somebody off of what color they are. And in fact, penalize people off of what color they are. That is a recipe of division. And you dig deeper into the UN and others. They want to divide the world and control it. So this is the opposite of unity. This is division. This is segregation. And this is true slavery. So David Johnson decided to speak out against critical race theory being pushed by Hasbro, recognizing the CRT directly opposes the dream of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, who died for it, who dreamt of a world where we would judge each other on our actions and character, not by the pigment of our skin, and that critical race theory preaches that we should treat each other as members of a racial group in order to be, quote, anti-racist. It's total gaslighting. They refuse to sit back as this harmful ideology is being pushed onto children, knowing that whistleblowers generally lose their jobs and sometimes have their identities attacked for or defamed. That's why we need to support him now that they're suspending and probably going to lose his job, and so that others will step forward and we'll find a home for them and hire folks like Mr. Johnson, who has a conscience and who has courage. GiveSendGo.com, GiveSendGo.com/support David. And I know I'm going to make a $100 donation myself for his courage. There's been some developments now, and we're going to talk about what they've done, what they've said, because they don't want this information out because it's so damn racist. Thank you so much for coming on with us, sir.
No, thank you for having me. My partner and I are big fans of you.
Well, God bless you. You got the floor here for the next 20 minutes. So just tell folks what you witnessed, what's happening, and why you spoke out.
Sure. I'm an engineer at Hasbro, and one day they pulled me into a meeting for critical race theory and racial bias training in children. And when I saw it on my calendar, I'm like, I should probably record this because I've seen like critical race theory, intersectionality, wokeness, whatever you want to call it, spreading through our institutions and throughout our culture for the past few years. And I didn't originally think the meeting was going to be too bad, but around like two or three minutes in, they start saying things like your 3 year old or your 6 month old is going to start exhibiting covert and subvert racial biases against minorities, particularly the white children. And when I saw that, I'm like, okay, this is huge. People need to know about this because Hasbro is not a small company. And if they're going to try to push this kind of indoctrination onto children, I felt that I had to say something.
This is some evil stuff, and you see right through it. I mean, from your own perspective, why was this so shocking to you?
Just because it's neo-segregation. They're trying to tell people that through CRT that they're going to make the world better somehow. But if you're going to teach children that you're going to, that they should judge people based on race first and foremost, then you're not going to make a world where there's less racism. You're not going to make a world where there's less discrimination. You're just going to keep encouraging that kind of mindset into the future. And that's
a no-brainer. And so, again, they're gaslighting us. Instead of everybody that opposes critical race theory, like the head of Space Force getting fired, we need this out of our government, out of our institutions. They're the bad people doing this.
Absolutely. The fact that it's in our government and then in our military is really scary to me. But if they're going to push it on children, I figured that was the limit for me, because if they can indoctrinate an entire generation of children into believing that, then I don't know how America can come back from that. We've seen in the past through history what happens when these kind of diversive ideologies are able to just take hold of children. It's how you get like the Hitler Youth or the Young Turks. I don't want that in our country. I don't want my nieces and nephews to grow up thinking that that's right.
Keep laying it out. You know the history better than others. I mean, keep explaining to them why this is, because it's one thing to have a diverse country and we have an ethos of loving each other and having ideas and coming together. We can thrive. But if we're a diverse country with critical race theory taught, we will tear each other apart. So why would the Pentagon do that? To destroy the military, destroy the country.
It seems to just be they want to sow division between people based on things that don't matter, like race or by gender. We're all American. We just need to come together and just stand by the principles that our country was founded upon, that we shouldn't be judging people based on race or by their sex or whatever. We need to judge people based on their character, by the actions that they take. That's progress in the truest sense. And that's what Martin Luther King dreamed of. And those are the values that I grew up with. One of my favorite quotes from a children's movie that was like the biggest in my generation was, "It's the circumstances of your birth are irrelevant. It's what you do with life that determines who you are." And that's from like the early 90s. So those are where my values came from.
This is such a reversal of the entire Christian American ethos and what we were striving for. This is such an outrageously evil thing that they dress up as the wonderful thing we all better adopt.
Yeah, it's a Trojan horse. They come to you and say, "Hey, we're going to teach you to be diverse and we're going to teach you how to be inclusive." But what they're not saying is, we're going to make sure that only our ideology is allowed, and that ideology is discriminatory. What we want in diversity is diversity of thought. We want diversity of opinion. And even CRT, like, I want that to be out there so people know what it is, so people can speak out against it, and so it can be criticized, and so people can understand why it's a bad idea.
Absolutely. We're going to go to break. We've got a longer segment coming up, but let me ask you this. They got pretty upset now, and they're calling it an investigation and things, that how dare you talk about what's going on in this company. They should be proud of this, but notice they're trying to sneak it through.
Yeah, it's really, they didn't want this to come to light. I've seen a lot of companies act the same way because maybe on some level they know what they're doing is wrong, or they know that the general public will oppose them if they see it in its barest form. Which is why they have to push it so covertly and push it through children.
Exactly. They want to get it ubiquitously set up everywhere before we know what hit. Before we know what hits.
Yeah, that's the goal. They want it subvertly pushed so that by the time your children grow up, that they're already going to be thinking in terms of race and thinking that people need to be segregated and thinking that's the right path. And it's not. That's not what America's about. We should be embracing people to come together, regardless of their skin color, regardless of what their background is, and we should just be judging people based on who they are through their actions and their character.
Well, I like how in your statements you cut right to the chase. This is about divide and conquer. This is bigger than just trying to make white people guilty so they follow a Democrat agenda. This is really sick and evil, and it's actually going to create a lot of racism on different sides. People are going to rebel against this. This is going to empower racist groups on all different sides. It's horrible. It's poison like a cobra biting you. Very impressed with David Johnson. GiveSendGo.com/support, David. We want to celebrate these brave whistleblowers to put it on the line and support them and help get a new life started for being a defector from the brainwashers to America to warn us about what's happening. Literally a defector from these corporate brainwashing facilities. We'll be right back.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Segment of this hour. We have another incredible guest in studio. The first lady that Trump pardoned and got out of prison. She's going to be in studio with us. And she is really awake to the attack on the family and what's going on. So we look forward to that in the next hour in studio. We're going to have Angela Stanton King, then Robert Barnes. The lawyer has got some big news with Kyle Rittenhouse. And we've also got Paul Joseph Watson hosting the fourth hour today. So look for that. Let me just say this. Then we're going to our guest. I've got COVID-19 news so bombshell that I'm not going to release it yet because I'm getting graphs together, documents to show you this properly. But this is insane. And so I'll tell you about that either later today or on a special broadcast tonight. I was up here till 10 o'clock last night with this information. But I've confirmed what's in this lawsuit from the 45 or 43,000 dead the first few days from the vaccine and the cover-up. And I've also got even more bombshell info. When you see Fauci and you hear the talking point on Fox News, even CNN, saying 99% of people that are dying of COVID are unvaccinated, I went and got the Israeli numbers. The British numbers, the UK numbers, the US numbers, it's a damn lie. The majority are vaccinated. So when you read that headline, notice there's no proof in it. It's all a lie. I've got the actual numbers. So we're going to put all that together and put it out. Man, I mean, you know they're liars, but goodness gracious. Going back to David Johnson, again, he is a major Hasbro whistleblower on the critical, super hardcore critical race theory I love how General Milley goes, well, they teach it at Harvard. My goodness, you know, and Harvard also, teaches that we should get rid of free speech. So let's do what Harvard says. Yale said that there's too many Asians with high test scores, but they have a low IQ for social behavior. Just very stereotypical, insulting, what you call real racism. You know, my sister's Korean, adopted. She's got a lot of personality, probably more than me. I mean, that's very insulting. So tell us the type of critical race theories. There's different versions of it. I know you've released a lot of the documentation that they're teaching at Hasbro and where you see all this going.
Sure. So the one that they were presenting at Hasbro is like, I guess, the core critical race theory. It's the one where they teach people that those who possess whiteness are inherently oppressors, and those who lack whatever they qualify as whiteness are oppressed. And that's kind of like probably the most mainstream interpretation of critical race theory. But there's other critical theories that are just as divisive that are out there. Critical gender theory is probably the second most common one, where they teach people that if you are male, that you're, again, the oppressor class, or if you're not that, then you are de facto the oppressed. But at Hasbro, is just, I only experience critical race theory.
When did this start? When did you first hear that you were supposed to go through this?
Very shortly into my time at Hasbro, I just saw the meeting for critical race theory on my calendar, and that was really the first time it came up. I've been aware that Hasbro has kind of done similar things based on critical race theory before. Like, I think they have critical theory, because they've done like a Miss Monopoly before, which kind of pushes the tenets of critical gender theory, arguably. But it seems like at Hasbro, it's still in its early stages. The Conscious Kid is trying to push that they want their ideology to be considered at every level, from product design to marketing to packaging. So it seems like it's still in its infancy there. But if it continues, we're probably going to see it go down the same routes that it has at other companies, like Nickelodeon, for example, showing children the trans BLM parade as some kind of virtue signaling.
That being Blue's Clues.
Yeah, on Blue's Clues, of all things. That's something I grew up with. Instead of teaching them colors and numbers, they're teaching them, here's drag and LGBTQ, LMNOP, whatever.
Well, now, so many of the public schools, even private schools, don't teach reading, writing, arithmetic. They literally teach how to be divided, all this other weird stuff, which again, is going to create a Tower of Babel where no one identifies off what they produce and what they stand for. It'll all just be what group they're in, and that lets the leaders of those groups be like gang leaders and control everybody.
It's absurd. Like, what is this? This is not something that children need to be exposed to. Children should just be able to play with toys and just focus on developing their fundamental skills, reading and understanding the world. They don't need all this divisive ideology to teach them to look at people differently and then rank them and treat them differently based on how they were born. It's just so absurd, and it's really creepy.
It's insanely creepy when you find out how many pedophiles, convicted pedophiles, are involved in it all, and then how many of the toys are sexual in nature, especially what Target sells. Target, like, bombards children's books and don't even tell you that it's serious, hardcore sexual content. And then, of course, now it's not just drag queen story time. It's this is not a joke, folks. It is rainbow dildo butt monkey, and the man has a fake genitals hanging down, fake butt, and a women's breast, and the children are supposed to come sit in his lap. I mean, what alternate universe is this?
Yeah, that was in the UK, I think. But it shows just far that this is spread. It's not just an issue for America. It's an issue that the entire West is facing, like, in what world is it acceptable to have someone with a dildo between their legs teaching children how to read? Like, what point does that serve? It really just seems like they're just either trying to shock people or groom children or some strange mix.
Oh, they even say, we're here to groom your children. We're here to have sex with them. Incredible. In closing, David Johnson, as this unfolds and as new stories come out, I'd love to have you on with your perspective. But the 3 minutes, 4 minutes we've got left, what else would you like to impart to the viewers and listeners about this covert war going on at the corporate level?
I want people to pay attention, first and foremost. Pay attention to what your children or your nieces or your nephews or little siblings are being exposed to, because it's not just it's not just a toy company. It's in their media like Nickelodeon. It's in their schools. It's everywhere. People really need to be paying attention and cognizant of that. And I want people to feel that, like, coming out is very scary when you're speaking out against these big corporations. But, like, you can do it, too. Like, be brave. Reach out to Veritas, veritastips@protonmail.com. They've been helping me throughout this entire thing. They're really good people. We have to expose these creepy, divisive things that are spreading through our country.
Powerfully said. Well, I tell you, what work did you do at Hasbro?
Packaging engineer. So I was responsible for the design of their, the boxes and crates for how they display packaging in both retail and just online store.
That's a pretty important job. So you were probably pretty well paid. So you gave up a lot to warn us.
I did. My principles are not for sale. I think this is more important than me, or more important than the consequences that I may face.
Powerful. All right, people should support you. GiveSendGo.com/support. David, somebody ought to give this guy an engineering job. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
That's the kind of person I want working around here. By the way, for those that don't know, in toy manufacturing, they say the package is more important than the toy. That's one of the most important jobs there, and he gave that up. Imagine he's making a lot of money, but his morals are not for sale. And that's why we got to support the independent market. The globalists want to shut that down and say we're all non-essential so they can silence us. That's why we try to make it easy for you to support InfoWars. We have a new way to do it. We have a new Save the Frogs, InfoWars.com coffee mug. The coffee mug costs us about $4. We're selling it for $9.95, and with the $5, $6 we make, that funds the operation. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. You can buy a second one for $4.95, almost at cost, when you get a second one to give us a gift. So two coffee mugs for $14.95 or one for $9.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Save the Frogs coffee mug. It's a limited edition. We're going to run 10,000 of these, and then we're going to run 10,000 with a darker frog on there. I personally like the dark green frog, but this is a nice-looking frog. And we have the frog T-shirts as well that are a bestseller. Yeah, that's the one I really like, the darker green, or the more electric green, brighter green on the black's awesome. But I like the coffee mug as well. Not poo-pooing it. I'm just saying it's a limited-edition coffee mug. And separately, I told you we'd sell out of the X2 spray at 60% off. It's almost sold out. It'll be sold out today. And we have the X2, very same X2, but dropper for 40% off. It's the good halogen. And it funds the InfoWars. So please get all that at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank David Johnson again for coming on. Please support him so others have the courage to step forward as well. It's the whistleblowers, I believe, are the Achilles heel of the globalists. We're all whistleblowers. We've got to blow the whistle on evil, and we have to stand up against it. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen,